Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, and on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially live ones brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. Boy, do we have a live acoustic session for you here this morning. We have Kevin So back on the program after, it seems like, many years. Kevin, how are you?
Doing great.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, Hunter.
All the way down here from Massachusetts, I understand you drove all the way down here.
Sure did.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You're quite the road warrior. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
I'm going to do a song from my album Soul, speaking of universal language. It's called I Got Angels.
Excellent. Here's okay. Kevin So here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Not gonna give up, not gonna slow down, not gonna play rough, I wanna stick around. Cause I'm not alone here, there is nothing to fear. I got angels, I got angels. Don't wanna lose you, you've been a good friend, supporting what I do, no matter how different. Shown in the right light, the way up won't fade from sight. I got angels, I got angels. Angels watching over me. Angels I don't always see.
It's too early.
All I know, wherever I go, I got reasons to believe. I got angels. I might feel I'm losing ground, can't keep chipping away, but there they are, keeping this ball in play. My heart is broken, I'm gonna bounce back. I need a moment to find out what I have. Cause there'll be a strong hand to lift me up again. I got angels, I got angels. Angels watching over me, yeah. Angels I don't always see. All I know, wherever I go, I got reasons to believe. I got angels. I got angels. I know. I got angels. Ooh, yeah. I got angels.
Yeah. Kevin So here on Hunter at Sunrise, trying to stretch those vocal cords out here on a morning, trying to get ready for that show this afternoon.
So much for warming up. This is the warm-up, I guess.
Yeah, this is the warm-up for your show. Well, you know, we're glad to help out here. So welcome back to the show. It's good to see you. And there's so much has happened since the last time I saw you. There was the pandemic. And your little dog passed away. And we were so sad to see that. And your mom passed away. How have you been doing? How have you been doing with all this stuff going on?
I'm doing good now. It was 2022. Gave myself 2 years, you know, one for my mom, one for my dog, I suppose, and kind of just moving on, moving forward, and been working on a record. Actually, just when the lockdown began in March, after I finished the first leg of the tour for the new CD, Soul, the new album, I started working on this record it was on the radar anyway. It was kind of on my my list. It was something that I've been working on for actually over 10 years. It's a bilingual record and aptly called Teresa. And my mother's name was Teresa. So it's a album, musical, I guess you could call it a cover record, based on the new songs that were made famous by this cantopop singer legend named Teresa Teng.
Yeah.
And she's considered the Elvis of the East.
She was from Taiwan, correct?
Correct. She died at the same age as Elvis, 1995. And legend. I didn't realize until about 10 years ago that I had grown up listening to some of her music, a lot of her music. And I just didn't connect the dots because I was, you know, it's just kind of as a kid or even in your early adult life, you're just like, oh yeah, it's beautiful stuff. And then I just started listening more and more to her voice and was really inspired and cherry picked among her hundreds of recordings. I cherry picked 12 songs and I'm almost done with the record. So, homeowner, taking care of life and responsibilities and just, you know.
Well, she, in addition to everything you've just said, she was considered the queen of Asian pop.
Yep, that's right.
That's pretty wild. And I don't know why we've never heard of her. I mean, it seems like we should have.
Yeah. She died in 1995, and this is kind of before the world of social media. And I would just guess that. And, you know, she was the first Chinese performer to perform at Caesar's Palace in Vegas, 1983.
Really?
Two sold-out nights, yeah. And, it is kind of a mysterious thing. But in a way, she was blacklisted from China because of the communists, you know. Because her music was considered bourgeois. Uh-huh. And, you know, love songs. And, she was very popular throughout the 70s and 80s. And, just a fascinating story.
You always have something interesting going on. You got musicals and albums and all sorts of interesting stuff is going on. What made you want to do this, though? I mean, like suddenly you're working on your solo stuff, and suddenly I think I'll do a cover. And by the way, how are you going to do the bilingual part? Do you know Taiwanese?
I don't speak. I grew up speaking Cantonese. I grew up bilingual, English and Cantonese, but. I took Mandarin senior year in high school. I guess that counts for something. But no, I do not speak Mandarin. So it's been a process of the last 4 years of learning line by line, word by word. The pronunciation, of course, is the most important thing. And I had a couple of tutors, one a family friend and another good friend of mine in New York. And we would have these Zoom calls. I had recorded like one pass of all the songs up in 2021, and then I'd send it to them, and then we'd have a Zoom call per song, spend about an hour every time, and find like a, you know, go through every song like a fine tooth comb, you know, and I still don't think I've got it right, but I'm trying, and I really, you know, it was just something that, you know, my mother had dementia, and I was thinking about how, like, you know, I remember her telling me that she was always wanting to teach me Mandarin, and I think it's kind of one of those things where I want to follow through with this, because in a perfect world, she'd still be here and be able to hear what I'm working on here, the music. So, but this was something that I was wanting to do even during Countryside, you know, two records back, you know, back in 2010. And
I think you talked about it on the show before.
I might have, yeah.
It was a long time ago.
Yes, yeah. That was 2015 when I saw you with, with the pedal steel player.
Yes.
So
yeah, we still are in contact with him, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, yeah. He's actually, I just talked to him a couple of days ago before I left. He's actually going to be part of this project. He's
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've got a couple songs and maybe more, but he's working on the tracks right now. So
his name is Buck.
Buck Reed.
Buck yep. Reed.
Yep, of the Lyle Lovett Band.
Yep,
wow. Yeah. So I'm blessed to have a friendship with him and a working relationship. So, you know, this world is so connected. And
yeah.
And it's like, you know, this is an East Meets West album project, and truly, and that's what I'm going with. Okay. You know?
We're talking with Kevin So here on Hunter at Sunrise, and we have this up on Facebook Live if you want to check that out. If you see it, please share it with your friends so everyone can see Kevin here this morning. What else would you like to play for us here?
Well, I'm gonna sing a song from the Teresa album.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah, I'm going to give it a shot. I got my banjo here, so
yeah, that's a beautiful banjo, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I must say.
Okay, so let's give it a shot.
Here's Kevin So on Hunter at Sunrise.
This is called Tien Mi Mi. It means sweet kiss. Okay. Tien mi mi, 你笑得甜蜜蜜, 好像花儿开在春风里, 开在春风里, 在哪里, 在哪里见过你, 你的笑容这样熟悉, 我一时想不起, 啊, 在梦里, 梦里, 梦里见过你, 甜蜜, 笑得多甜蜜, 是你, 是你, 梦想的就是你, 是你在哪里见过你你的笑容这样熟悉, 我一时想不起, 啊, 在梦里,
7 So here on Hunter at Sunrise. Is Mandarin a hard language to learn?
It is for me.
It sounds very complicated.
Yeah. Yeah, this is like, you know, just the sure is like sure knee. And, you know, these little things like, you know, there's one line, ni de xiao rong. You know, xiao rong means smile, your smile. Ni de, of you. Ni is you. Ni de xiao rong. It's like this R roll that I don't know and I'm trying to get right. So I would imagine the pronunciation police are out there.
Well, I thought you did a fairly decent job, but but how much do I know about Mandarin?
Right. I know, right? I'm trying. So it's a process. For me right now, this is the whole, you know, playing the songs out and really being able to express those words and know what I'm singing, of course. Not just the phonetics, but really get inside the words. So it's a process that I'm knee deep in right now.
Well, it sounds like a lot of these K-pop artists you hear owe a lot to Teresa Ting.
Yes, absolutely. She was a pioneer and a trendsetter and amazing. You know, she crossed a lot of boundaries. And so in that way, I really relate to that, kind of just being out there and whether it's the folk music scene and or just different genres of music too, you know, dabbling in R&B, soul, or even blues, right? So, I'm just happy to be here, you know, still doing it, right? And being outside, and you know, since I last saw you, and you know, it's like, you know, we've all masks are off, right? So, in more ways than one.
Yeah, we're talking with Kevin So here on Hunter at Sunrise. Let's talk a little bit about the show you have coming up this afternoon.
Yeah.
It's like 3 o'clock this afternoon at Victorian Station. I'm sure it'll be great for you to play that venue again. That has, you have a lot of history with that place, it seems.
Yeah, my history, just it's with Carl Warren. You know, he's the local musician that's been here for so many years. And we're celebrating our friendship 25 years.
Wow.
I met him, actually more than that. I think I met him in about 97, 98. So, and I played at Kara's in Virginia Beach with him and a long time ago. And we've just been playing shows together off and on. And, you know, Victoria Station is a special place, a community and a listening room. And really just one of those things. We both don't get to do that as often as we'd like. And so this is a kickoff to the comeback tour. And it kind of starts now, you know. I've got a bunch of shows up till the end of June. So
now you're going down to Florida.
I am. I'm playing in St. Petersburg.
You drive all the way down there?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Yeah. It's a long drive.
Yeah. Stopping in South Carolina tomorrow night and, just kind of making my way, you know.
Do you have any plans to play with Kev Moe again? I know you were in his band.
Yeah. For 21 to 22, a couple years and, you know, off and on for the last, 15 years.
Uh-huh.
And, we actually spoke last week and, you know, it's, we have that relationship musically and, kind of, couldn't say no, and I don't know. It's one of those things where the stars have to align, and hopefully, of course, it's always a blessing if he calls and says, "Hey, you want to be in my band again?" And kind of just always be ready. So I'm always kind of like making sure my chops and practicing, and that's what this is about too—just performing and adding some more instruments to my repertoire, I guess. You know, I picked up the mandolin a couple years ago and started getting into that. And I played violin as a kid, so it's the same tuning.
Uh-huh.
So it was interesting when I started playing the mandolin and taking it more seriously. I'm like, wow, I can actually, I know where all the notes are, you know, except it's fretted. So I'm excited to, you know, one day if I'm on stage with him again, I can bring that too, you know, a little melodica too. And
well, you know, he's going to be here soon. May 30th or something like that at the Sandler Center.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Definitely a show to catch.
For sure.
We're talking with Kevin So here on Hunter at Sunrise. And would you like to do one more for us here?
Thanks again for having me.
Well, I'm glad you were able to do this. It's I know you're busy. You're very busy and you're playing a lot of stuff. And just to have you come down here on a Sunday and be with us, it's quite special. We appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. This is a song from the most recent record. This is called Forever for a While.
Excellent. Here's Kevin So on Hunter at Sunrise.
I see pictures of you with all your friends. That kind of party should never end. And here's a precious one of you and me. Even though we were never meant to be, I hope you grab your dreams with both hands hanging on. I hope the world out there is giving you what you want. And you throw your arms wide open, embrace it like a child. I hope you live forever for a while. We were having more fun than anyone should. Don't you know I only wish for you everything good? And I'll always keep the way you made me laugh. I have it right here in this photograph. I hope you grab your dreams with both hands hanging on. I hope the world out there is giving you what you want. And you throw your arms wide open and embrace it like a child. I hope you live forever for a while. You were so good to me. I want the best for you, that's all. Go on and love the lucky rest of the world. I hope you grab your dreams with both hands hanging on. I hope the world out there is giving you what you want. And you throw your arms wide open, embrace it like a child. I hope you live forever for a while. I hope you live forever for a while. I see pictures of you with all your friends.
Yeah. Kevin So here on Hunter at Sunrise. Again, the name of the album is Soul, and that stands for Speaking of Universal Language. You know, I had a great song, Kevin. That was
Thank
beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Beautiful. And
My dog's featured in the music video, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we shot that in Paris.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, about 6-7 in the morning, and got up really early just because we went to the Trocadero, you know, to get a lot of tourists and wedding pictures are going on, you know, once the sun rises. So we got there really early and shot the video, and you can catch it on YouTube or, you know, and see how, you know, we have pretty clear, you know, clear view, not no people around, and monks right in there. Really special. It was a special time.
And we'll be looking out for this new album called Teresa. It's the exploration of songs by Teresa Ting. And that should be interesting to check out. And we really appreciate you coming down here today to play some for us.
I appreciate you.
And don't forget, 3 o'clock this afternoon at Victorian Station. It'll be, actually, you have someone opening up, right? Carol and Dale are opening up?
Yeah, there are special guests. So they're going to be doing a few songs right in kind of in the middle of both sets. We're going to do a couple sets each, you know. And we're going to swap songs, me and Carl, and then going to have them in the mix. So cool. It's going to be fun. And there's an open mic to follow at 5 o'clock. So we're doing a song circle, unplugged. And so any performers want to come out and join us, and it'd be great.
Well, that's cool. Big Pink Music is probably behind this, aren't they?
Yep. Shout out to Kelly,
Carl,
and Jenny, and all the people, Steve, and the cats, Joni and Bonnie. Shout out to Denise.
Can't leave out the cats. Can't leave out the cats.
No. We're all cool cats, and we're trying to be. Not as cool as Bonnie and Joni, but you know, getting there.
Kevin, thanks so much again for doing this.
Thank you.
Kevin So here on Hunter at Sunrise.